Hello, you beautiful souls. I'm back with episode number 38 of the Unleash Your Life podcast. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for subscribing and thanks for sharing. We need more people doing this work, sisters. So I don't take it for granted that you are part of making that happen. In this episode, I'm going to take another page out of my own life and start with an instruction of sorts I've had rolling around in my head the last few days. Live like you mean it. It came in like clanging cymbals, and there was no way to ignore it. I'm still unraveling it, but I've worked through enough that I know there's something in here for you too. So stick around, okay? This is the Unleash Your Life podcast, where you're going to learn to rewild yourself. I'm your host, Lane Smith Brown, and I'm a best-selling author and rewilding guide. And over the last 20 years, I've been guiding women back to their truest selves. You see, you were born wild with all the wisdom you will ever need to navigate your life in a beautiful and powerful way. Then, just like everyone else on the planet, you got tamed as you fell under the power and influence of others who were also tamed. All that taming you got as a kid has you convinced you are less powerful than you really are. I call all of that unconscious programming power leaks. And on this show, you're going to discover yours and then you're going to choose to plug them so you can get back to the wild, wise, and powerful being that you are. So grab a coffee, glass of wine, or a favorite friend, or all three, and let's talk about what living your wild self can mean for you. All right, welcome back to the show. So back to the line. Live like you mean it. I have no idea where it came from. I suppose I could have read it somewhere, I could have overheard someone saying it, or maybe the thought just popped into my head, a gift from my intuition. It doesn't really matter. I swear that little line has been sitting on my shoulder for the last few days, chirping at me quite consistently. Live like you mean it. What are you hearing in that? I think I'm a pretty bold person overall, but I've noticed there are places in my life where I'm now choosing to play it safe. Perhaps it's the age that I am. I don't need all the drama of some of those big, bold moves that I used to make. The same old can be comforting. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. But I actually don't want to become complacent. I don't want to become complacent over the fact that I came here on purpose and with an intention. And I don't think that either of those were about killing time or avoiding the feelings that come from taking chances and finding my boldness. I don't want this to sound all esoteric and airy-fairy, so let me break this down a little bit. I know this is going to strike home for many of you listening, because most of us are responding to our world based on what it is our egoic mind has stored for information. You know from listening to other shows that our subconscious mind seeks to keep us safe. And the most effective way it can keep us safe is to keep us in repetitive and mundane tasks throughout our day. Do you spend the majority of your time, as a rule, going through the motions in a lot of areas of your life? We very quickly set up routines on how to get through our day. We drive the same route to work, to the store, to our friend's place. There's very few of us who would actually deliberately decide to shake things up. We find something that works for us and we stick to it. Now, I've spent many years of my life doing just the opposite. I've made big, bold moves that seemed irrational to a lot of people who are watching me. Now, in full disclosure, some of those bold moves were because I was running away from something instead of running towards something. But the truth of it remains that whether I was running away from something or running towards something, I had some great adventures. I've moved across the country without knowing where I was going to land, live, or work. I've done that a few times, actually. I ended up at a fly-in fishing lodge once on a remote island for about 6 months and ended up doing a job marketing to all the busy corporate types seeking the great outdoors for balance, aka staying as drunk as possible and missing out completely on the most amazing views you could ever imagine. I took off to Europe for 6 months with two small panniers and my bicycle and toured 10 countries, all on my own. The first thing I would do when I got to a new town or to a new city was I purposefully got lost. It was the fastest way I knew to get myself to pay attention, to be immediately awake to my surroundings. I would just take off on my bike, wait until I was feeling a little bit lost, and then I would try to find the pension or the inexpensive hotel I had decided to stay in. I've jumped out of airplanes. I took a hot air balloon ride once that accidentally got off route. And after navigating illegally going through the downtown core of a major city, we lost altitude and nearly fell off a cliff. Thankfully, the basket dragged on the ground long enough to slow it down, and we missed the cliff edge by about 15 feet and then simply celebrated with a bottle of champagne. Now, I think there's enough in my nature, just like you perhaps, that longs to feel safe. And there is safety when we can create a level of predictability. But there is part of us that quite literally dies as a result. When we're not deliberately putting ourselves into uncomfortable places, we fall asleep. So I've done just that over the last few days. I've awakened to some of my patterns. Now, I take our dogs out to a forest park about 10 minutes up the road from where we live. And because it is unfamiliar and we live in a really wild part of the country, and by that I mean we share our space with brown bears, black bears, and grizzly bears. There are large herds of elk that show up in all kinds of places. Deer are constantly coming through our property. There are mountain lions and bobcats, wolves and coyotes, and you can stumble upon any or all of those at any given moment. So yeah, I take the safety of myself and the dogs quite seriously. And so as I go out into the forest, I've developed a ritual of where I go. I essentially follow the same trail in a big loop around the lake and through the woods. Now, for the most part, I am fully present while I'm in the forest. It's part of why I do this. And it remains incredibly magical to me. It doesn't matter what time of the day I'm there. It's a very special place to me. And I really try to be cognizant of that and appreciate where I live and where I get to spend some of my day. But I'll tell you, with each passing week, I've noticed that I am more and more afraid of diverting from that set path. And so this week, I made a decision to chuck that need for safety and control, and we went off the beaten path. I took trails that were completely new to me, and I just trusted that I had enough sense and enough inner navigation that I would figure things out. Now, I'll admit that my heart was racing a little bit. It's winter where I live right now, and it was a bit chilly that morning. But I ended up being able to navigate myself back to the car with absolutely no drama, and it gave my heart a little extra exercise as it pounded with a little bit of nervousness the whole way. I truly believe that each and every one of us came directly from source energy. We are electromagnetic fields of energy, something that has always existed and will always exist. But this human adventure we're having is meant to be a fucking blast. But over generations and generations and generations responding to a need to survive, we have become less and less inclined to see ourselves as a freaking joyride. I don't know where it all started. At some point, probably at the start of the agricultural age, certainly in the industrial age, where there was an expectation that we would begin to do things in an orderly way. Did you know that in the agricultural age, there were political campaigns that encouraged people to have large families so that there would be enough free manual labor to break ground and turn inhospitable land into agricultural acres? In the industrial age, the factories needed workers, and workers who do what they are told are far easier to manage than mavericks and shit disturbers, people unafraid to live a little on the wild side. From then on, it's been a nearly straight path to doing what is expected of us. We marry and have kids because that's what our culture or family expects. There's rarely a thought to whether or not this is something we are individually being called to. We may go to college or university and take degrees in some discipline long before we have any sense of who we are and how we'd like to spend our life. And then we take jobs that we'll pay the bills, but don't set our hearts on fire. And the thought of shaking things up, of finally taking the road less traveled, simply terrifies us. Am I wrong here? Or can you feel me? Sarah Blakely, the woman who invented Spanx undergarments, said every evening at the dinner table, her father asked Sarah and her brother what they failed at that day. His expectations of his kids was that they lived on the edge, unafraid to try new things because they may fail at the new adventure or new venture. Did you have parents like that? I sure didn't. I don't actually think my parents had any expectations of me and my siblings at all. I think their expectations were simply that we would all get married, have kids, and have some way of making a living. Their hearts were in a good place, I suppose. But what happens when we look at our life, even now, at this age, like Sarah's father did? What did you fail at today? What did you try to do differently with no expectations whatsoever? Did you try something new just for the joy of it? Most of the world is going to work in the same car or in the same bus, taking the same route and ending up at the same job. Before they left for work, they got up at the same time, had the same breakfast, had the same routine of getting ready, had the same conversations or complaints with whoever was in earshot. And when they came home at the end of the day, there's going to be a whole other set of routines that they have in place. So the long-term effects of this type of routine that is built out of necessity for us to keep ourselves feeling safe is that we develop incredibly deep ruts in our brains, that it takes an amazing amount of discipline and desire to shake things up. The reality of my little adventure in the woods with my dogs was that it was a very well-used park, and if I had gotten completely lost, there was an astounding amount of chance that I would have either come across somebody on my journey, or they would have heard my cries for help. Never mind the fact that I had a phone on me with GPS and I could have used it to find my car if I really needed to. But I was still nervous walking through the woods without knowing where I was. I want to get used to that feeling of uncertainty once again, because you know what the promise is of making a deliberate choice to shake things up? You not only change the circuitry in your brain to support this level of security, you actually train your subconscious brain to understand that even though you're diverting from the path, things can turn out okay. That little tiny grain of possibility that a new path can lead to something good can start to help your egoic mind come on board a little bit as you start on your venture. After all, your subconscious mind means well. It wants to keep you safe. And if venturing out and shaking things up is something that you don't normally do, it's going to balk. It's going to resist. It's going to do everything it can to get you back into your behavior box. So if I've got you a little curious, start doing some simple things that are outside the norm. Choose a different restaurant. Find a different route to work. Leave at a different time. Start a conversation with a complete stranger. Read a book from a genre you're not accustomed to. Avoid television when you get home. Or do something completely different. Put your phone in a box when you get home from work. And don't look at it until the morning. We are awakening to the fact that we are electromagnetic energy that has come to this earth to have an experience that we were anxious to have. Anxious as in excited, right? We were filled with anticipation to touch, taste, smell, hear, feel, experience. And then we voluntarily placed ourselves in a box that guaranteed that we would simply experience the same thing over and over and over again. Live like you mean it. What's your response to that? Do you hear that and go, oh, geez, I needed to hear that so bad today? Or did you freak out a little and think about all the things that you're going to miss out on if you divert yourself from the routine of your day? I think there is another level to our pull towards routine, and that is that the degree of success we have in navigating that routine ensures that we are not caught unaware. I suspect that most of us have a propensity towards making sure that we appear to be under control. We appear to have our shit together. No one likes to feel like a failure or have others think they are. But nothing amazing happens by people who are avoiding failure. It took over 1,000 tries before there was a working light bulb. Great novels often come from writers who have spent years writing galleys that will never see the light of day. Athletes who accomplish some level of notoriety have experienced years of failing and falling short and learning to just pick themselves up and get at it again until the new skill gets deep into muscle memory and then it turns into flow. This idea bleeds itself into absolutely every type of entrepreneur, every type of business, every type of venture. The ones who move us forward into new energy and new ways of seeing the world are those individuals who are living life like they mean it. We all have shit where it's that standing in our way. We all have power leaks that we use to keep ourselves back. We're trying to avoid looking stupid. We're trying to avoid looking weak. We're trying to avoid feeling vulnerable. Some of us are reliving pivotal moments in our childhood and remembering what that felt like and doing everything in our power to avoid anything that puts us in the line of fire. But when you really take a hard look at it, it's just a freaking trap. A trap that keeps you in a way smaller life than you came to live. Do you want to live life like you mean it? If you do, then you've got to do the work. You've got to look at the shit that you've been using to hold yourself back. The fear of being disappointed, the feelings you have of not deserving what you desire, the pessimism or skepticism that says, all that good stuff that happens to other people is not meant for me. The part of you that is stingy with yourself or stingy with your money or stingy with your time or stingy with your attention because you think that if you give something away, it's going to mean you have less. Or maybe you're holding on to some resentments or grudges or judgments, and all it's doing is keeping you locked in your past instead of poised to move into your future with passion, intention, and a deep sense of purpose. The thoughts you have in your head are just thoughts. They're random, scattered, irrational, inaccurate, distorted, confused, anxious, pessimistic, panicky, and negative. If I was describing another human being in that way, would they be the person you chose for life advice? Seriously, would you ask advice of someone who has such a confusing, melodramatic, and irrational approach to life for advice on what to do next? We do it all the time, and it keeps us stuck. It keeps us in our power leaks. So I'm challenging you today. I don't think that line floated into my head by accident. It was meaningful to me, and it's already made me more conscious of how I have turned off my adventuresome personality and created a fairly predictable life. I don't long for a predictable life. I long for a life that stretches me and challenges me to see how far I can go, how much I can learn, how much I can experience, how many lives can I touch, how many new ways can I walk through the forest with my dogs, how many different paths can I take. And when I've got that down and I no longer have any level of surprise, am I willing to trade that new level of comfort for a brand new place to take the dogs? Are you ready to plug your power leaks? The power leaks that keep you playing it safe and living a predictable life? Are you ready to shake things up? Most people wait for the crisis or the catastrophe, but you don't have to. And you know what? You don't have to blow up your whole life either, but you could. According to my friends and my family, I have blown up my life 3 or 4 times, and I live to tell the tale. It rarely turned out like I was expecting, and from an outsider's point of view, it may have looked like an epic fail, but I didn't fail at all. And I'm the only one that gets to decide that. You are the only one who can decide what you're going to do next. You are the only one that can decide the result of that outcome. If we learn to live our lives from a level of unpredictability, when we get comfortable with not having everything figured out, that's when our life takes off. That's when you stumble upon the big love, the remarkable connection, the amazing opportunity, the stronger and more purposeful sense of self, the awareness of how much you're able to offer and accomplish with your time and your talent. I'm dropping this podcast as we get closer to the end of the year, but I don't think that there's a time of year where this isn't worth hearing. I've got a note on my desk right now, right in front of me as I'm talking to you, and it says, "Live life like you mean it." Do you need to write yourself that same note? I hope you do. Well, I hope that was meaningful to you. It was to me. I loved being here. I trust this has ignited a wonderful, healthy conversation in your mind. Be kind to yourself. Be understanding. Be encouraging. And keep exploring. And until next time, stay weird, stay curious, and keep popping your corks or plugging your power leaks. Whatever one sounds more fun to you. Ta for now. See you next time. Well, I hope this show rocked your world a little bit. If you want additional resources, check out the links in the show notes or at lanesmithbrown.com. Before you go, please subscribe to this podcast. It's how we get these tools into the world, and this world needs more wild women standing in their authentic power. Do that for me, will ya? Thank you.